Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Relationship Versus Goals. I am Jason. I'm here with my wife,
Jen. How are you?
And we're coming at you for episode number 2. And we started off basically like a rough draft, our first episode, kind of laying out what we're going to do. Those of you that listened, we appreciate it. We hope you enjoy this episode as well. But before we get started, do you have anything you want to say about kind of reflecting back on the first episode?
Actually, I'm pretty proud. I'm excited. The nervous jitters are still here, but they're not as much as the last time. I feel pretty good about the last episode.
Well, I listened to it back, and you did a good job. So.
Yay! On that note,
crack open your drink.
Crack open a seltzer.
A seltzer. That's so weak. All right, so we're going to start.
Excuse me, this has 6% alcohol.
We got a couple of topics that we're going to discuss on this episode, and we haven't discussed them yet together. We just know what the topics are to kind of get ready for this conversation. And the first one we're going to start is the name of the show, Relationship Versus Goals. And, you know, our goal of this podcast is to put our relationship first, mm-hmm. and grow together as a couple and connect like we did when we first met, where all we did was talk. And so that's where we're at. And even just by deciding, okay, just got home from soccer, we got dinner, it's almost 10 o'clock, let's record a podcast. We put our relationship in front of the goal, even though we have a goal to record a podcast. By deciding to actually do it, we're putting our relationship in front of our goals. So,
agreed.
But touching on that, we had a situation come up in between today and our last podcast, and it's the same type of situation that happens all the time with 4 kids. If you got 2 kids, you probably can relate, just double it. If, you know, we had a day where it was get 2 kids dentists different times, and you know, you had to run some errands, and we get home and we have a meeting we have to get to finish our taxes, and we had a delivery for furniture coming, a warranty swap out thing, and of course they didn't come by the time we had to leave, and we get down the road and they're there, we got to turn around, and you know, it just,
well, because there's a 5-hour window of
right
when they're supposed to show up.
But we have that, and it was just a hectic day, mm-hmm. and it got to both of us by the end of it. But one thing that came out of that, you know, that I wanted to touch on in this podcast was where I talked about, you know, when you hear the word goals, you think big. Like most people that are listening to this would think relationship versus goals. Well, you know, they want to put their relationship ahead of their goals and their dreams, and that's really not the case. Like every single day as a parent, you guys wake up just like we wake up, and you got goals that you got to accomplish that day. It may be getting the kids to the bus stop. It may be
waking up on time.
It may be getting them after school to a certain place and coordinating it between each other, or who's picking up who. And we have all these, paying certain bills, or, you know, getting whatever done that you want to get done in that day. You have all these little goals that you have to do to accomplish the day. So when we say goals, you know, it's a very broad, definition.
And it's different for everyone. It can be as minute as, like I said, waking up early, waking up on time, waking up early, whatever, to a big goal like retirement or something like that. Like it's a very broad spectrum, like you said.
So, you know, with that being understood, it's like, okay, we got all these goals we have to accomplish in a day, and it gets hectic, but we still have to put our relationship ahead of those things.
Like I said in the last podcast, if we don't have our relationship in check and on point, how are we going to be working together to reach any of the goals that we have?
I absolutely agree. So it gets hard, and I'm sure other people out there understand this. It gets hard when you're so, you know, I got this at work, I got this after work, I got this, you know, dinner, what are we going to do for dinner? And it just, it wears you down, and it's so easy to just go through the motion of it and get through it and just look forward to the weekend. But then you look at the weekend, you're like, we got even more goals more to accomplish.
Running. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's real easy to put those goals ahead of us. Mm-hmm. And putting, when I say relationship first, it could be something very simple. It doesn't have to be. We have to go on a date before we do. Like, it's not what I'm talking about. It's little things that couples could do to make sure that you're putting your relationship in front of those goals. And not that, you know, we're more important than the kids and what we have to get done for them. But at the end of the day, our strong bond together is their best chance.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry. But I, like, just you saying that right now, it's like, how can I go to bed irritated at us and then wake up tomorrow and try to finish these goals? It's just going to be dreadful. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and it was not getting to that point, I guess, but it was starting to kind of be there.
Oh, I was there for me. I've been in the last,
like, rut.
8-9 months, man. I've just been going through the motions because, you know, you get these kids and you got to get three different soccer practices every day of the week. And then high school is going on and it's like games during the week and games on the weekends. And I know I got to be somewhere. I'm going to look where I got to be, you know, around lunchtime and try to figure it out. And we would text each other.
Yeah, that's like, where are you going?
Where are you going? And then
we didn't figure out the whole week. It was day by day at lunch in 4 hours. Where do I need to be? Where do you need to be? Okay, we'll see you tonight. I mean, that's definitely how it was.
So I just wanted to, you know, make sure that we hit home on that, because that is the name of the podcast and it's going to come up a ton. Mm-hmm. on every episode that we do, and how we can relate our topics that we're talking about to the title of the show, which is relationship versus goals. So that's moving on to our next topic, and I'm sure we'll be able to tie it back in. But I want to talk a little bit about social media mm-hmm. and the effect on our generation.
Mm.
So when you hear that, what comes to mind to you?
I guess, I'm not on social media like I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've been burnt out or if it's just all the goals that we have to get done and completed. Because as these kids have gotten older, it's like more on us and more on us. I used to be on, you know, all the social media, not all of them. I couldn't get into one of them really. And I'm not sure how we talk about all this on the podcast. Like I said, I'm still a newbie. Can I just be throwing social media names out there like that? I don't know.
You can say whatever you want. Just don't allegedly, you may want to use that word from time to time.
No, but I used to get up and I guess what are the memories now pops up and it tells you what I posted at a certain time, like 8 years ago.
That's creepy, isn't it?
I'm like, oh my God, I freaking posted that. Like, I'm talking about my sandwich. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, the effect on our generation, I don't know. It has a lot of effects, I guess. I don't know. Where are you going with this?
I think that it has a lot of effects on our generation, and we don't even realize that it's affected us.
Maybe because we're constantly trying to get on our phone, trying to see, like, the next news feed. And,
you know, I mean, just a couple of things that happened here recently, current things. We don't really need to get into one of them too much, but this first one is what I'm talking about. Remember I told you about the kid from Empire, the gay kid on Empire, black kid?
Yes, that was
kid.
Awful. Mm-hmm.
Well, that story broke, and I mean, faster than it probably had. By the time he got to the hotel, wherever he went, I mean, it went from this one thing to something totally out there. Awful, horrific, if everything was true. And then, like, details start coming out about it, and some things are a little sketchy and not adding up. And because social media ran with something, and everybody believes everything they see, you know? And they don't even realize it. They just believe it. And I'm not totally... something definitely happened to the young guy. Not quite sure.
You're still not sure what exactly it was, you know, though.
I'm repeating off of the Joe Budden podcast, which is a hip-hop podcast, and they don't believe it happened.
Are you serious?
I mean, it happened, but the guys were in ski masks. You couldn't tell if they were white. They didn't have on MAGA hats. You know, the noose was around his neck.
Because you did say that they had
MAGA. Just a... Yeah, it's just a... Don't, but then he went on stage and performed and said he was the gay Tupac. And I just, when I heard that.
After he got beat up?
Yeah. After I heard that, I don't know what to believe anymore when you see things on social media. Because social media, it's the telephone game times 100. And I mean, it is, you know, I think let me get to the second part. The second thing that's happened here recently that I can relate to with social media and our generation is Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart.
Love, you know, that guy.
He was going to host the Oscars, and some old tweets came up and people went after him. And, you know, he's already apologized over the years for old tweets, and he's growing. And I just look at it like myself. I have had old Facebook posts, and you talk
could
about...
Could you imagine if our generation had Facebook in the day?
No, I can't. But, you know, shoot. I know old things that I've posted have got myself in the trouble with, you know, things in my professional life. And then nothing that I've done awful.
Yeah, nothing bad. Awful. Let's just get that straight.
It's not the equivalent of Kevin Hart, but it is. Because, you know, there's backlash nationally from a group on what Kevin Hart did, but then in some of my situations there was backlash by a smaller group that has an impact on my life, just like it had an impact on his life. So it does affect us, and we don't even know it. Now some people,
I think we're still, as a generation, to touch on that, like, we're still learning that what we are preaching to our children, what you say and post on social media, or post as far as picture wise, it is on there forever and you can't take it back. Mm. So you have to understand the repercussions that are going to happen. So maybe we're still learning that as a generation, because this is all new to us. And like, these kids are popped out nowadays knowing how to freaking handle the iPad, and they teach me things, and I'm like, how the hell did you know that? Like, I should know that.
It's second nature to them.
Yeah.
And before I get into the next thing, like, I just want to say this. Like, our grandparents, I always thought, man, what a crazy thing our grandparents have seen, you know.
Oh, from, you've said that many times.
From you know, like, Papa, horse and buggy, like, to a TV, to a VCR, to a DVD, to A-track, to CD, to records, to, like... It just, you know, and then the phones come out and the evolution of the phones. But we have seen the most. Like, technology has changed so rapid, so fast over the last 10 years. And we're kind of like blind to it, on what all's happened and what all's going on. And you can't keep up.
No.
You cannot possibly keep up. So for me, like I was saying with my situation, is it wasn't nothing bad, but I'm the guy. You have different types of people on social media. You got the person that's just trying to, if it's a guy, he's just trying to brag and show what he's got. Or you got people like me, and what's on your mind? Tell you what's on my mind. Probably shouldn't tell you what's on my mind all the time. But, you know, we were the first generation with text message. Like, once you texted it and it went send, it's out there, you know. And then Twitter comes along and it's just limited characters and you can just say whatever you want, but no filter type stuff. And then Facebook comes along and then it's like, oosh, maybe there's a lot more people on here, and, you know, maybe we should watch what
Facebook
we say.
Facebook was before Twitter, though.
Facebook was before Twitter, but I think when Twitter came out, people started using Facebook like a Twitter. True. And saying whatever they wanted to say and sharing whatever they wanted to share. And, you know, it. But
yeah, because you know, Facebook was originally like the college version of the LinkedIn now,
right?
And then the mom and pop started getting on it, and yeah, I remember everybody bitching about, oh my god, my family's on it now.
But what a great tool, if used in the right way, Facebook is.
That's the only reason that I have it, to be quite honest with you.
Now that's what I was gonna get at. So I'm gonna tell you how I think Facebook has affected you and thousands and thousands and thousands of other women out there. All right,
give it to me, babe. All right.
So, break this down for you. When we were coming up, if there was a Sports Illustrated magazine, what, you know, and a pretty swimsuit model on the front cover, what did everybody say, women's activists and women's rights people? What was the argument that it was going to do to young girls?
Give them the bad, you know, vision of what we should be and look like.
What you should look like. Same thing that came out with Barbie dolls, right? Mm-hmm. Need to change Barbie's appearance because we don't want little girls thinking that they got to be thin and all this. And then you go through the grocery store and you see the National Enquirer and the headlines on the stories. And our generation and our parents' generation was brought up on that, right? Even going back to like Playboy magazine and like stuff like that, like, man, you can't let young girls see this. And I can remember the Victoria's Secret catalog, you know, and or like the other, excuse you.
No, I'm so sorry.
The department, we don't edit our stuff, so that's going to stay there.
My bad.
The, you know, department store catalogs, and there was always beautiful girls in it. And it was just this creating an image that young women would have to live up to. And it's not realistic. Right?
Right.
So, you have me who tells Facebook what's on their mind, what's on my mind. And you have a large segment of people like yourself who use Facebook just to look. It's Facebook, but I'm going to look. And you just look at stuff. And you go through and you like to see people's pictures and family and friends and old people you went to school with and, oh, here's that person. And that's what most people do on Facebook. They catch up. But you're not the let me just write something today person. You use all of your platforms to just look, whether it's Pinterest, Instagram.
I love Pinterest.
Instagram, you look, you know. And what I think is that over the years, going on 14 years next month, together about 16.
Mm-hmm.
Pass that test. That's right before Valentine's Day, too. So, bonus point.
Bonus.
Going through that time, I've noticed that a lot of things that come up, you kind of give off the energy like you may be the only one going through that. And there's a lot of people that going through the same thing. And when I say look, it's like people post these fake lifestyles and fake personas on, like, you have the people like me on What's On Your Mind and I Say the Truth, and then you have people posting these glamorous pictures, and maybe not like your friends, but like people you follow or just interested in, you know,
how great things are,
everything
in
looks
life
great and honky-dory, and how do they do that, and they did it, and we're constantly trying to finish our goals. And but you're what's been embedded in your head over the last 15 years is perfectness. And there's no such thing as perfectness. You know, if you look back on, and I know you're going to remember the situations. I had a daughter.
I'm not going to cry.
We have a daughter who, you know, had a rule they weren't allowed to be on social media. We caught her on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I took a picture of her on her social media account with my eyes and that I caught her. And
yeah,
I posted
it.
That
was her best friend gave her an iPod at the time, because she even knew that she was not allowed to have Instagram on her cell phone. So her best friend gave her an iPod to be sneaky.
So we busted her, and I posted the picture that I took on my Facebook page.
That was hilarious.
And that's probably the most comments I've ever had on a post. You know, and most of the parents were like, this is great, you know, way to get her, da, da, da. And you've seen some stuff like that before, what parents did some kind of extreme thing. With their, this wasn't too extreme. But there was another situation where, you know, had a rule that if you wanted to date my daughter, you got to come to the house and have dinner, hang out with the family. Because you're not just going to come pick up my daughter and take her out of the house. It's going to have some old school value to it.
Because there's not enough of that nowadays.
And I posted that on Facebook, and boom, like the comments are going crazy. I could post like some serious thing and ask a question and maybe get 3 comments. But on those 2 posts, boom, it blew up. You know, everybody commented, oh yeah, I agree, or I disagree, or whatever. However they felt about it, it sparked something in people because it's something that everybody's going through. And I have been able to, you know, anything that I say on how I feel about something, like just coming up with that about you with like not posting and how it may have affected you, I do it from, or if I'm talking to the listeners, I'm doing it from a place where I've kind of figured out something about myself and I'm trying to share it in a way that maybe you can relate to. That makes sense?
Like, I think so, yeah.
You know, if I figured out how social media affected me, and I'm asking you to try to figure out how social media affected you. You know, it could be in a number of different ways for different people. So, you know, you have to realize that it has had an impact in our lives in some way, some positive, but there's a lot of negative. You know, I had to get off it for a while just because, and I unfollowed like 95% of the people on Facebook. I'm still friends with them, but I don't follow them. Because I didn't like what I was seeing. And when you see all that negativity over and over and over, and you see stories with political race, and I don't really like those discussions because I have my own beliefs, but it just warps your mind a little bit. It does something to you, I think.
And to be honest with you, there's times where it's like, oh my goodness, like I didn't ever think that this person would be like that. They're kind of coming across as brash or not open-minded, and
yeah,
you know what I mean?
You like, oh, I really kind of liked you before, and now you're showing me a different side of you. And sometimes I find humor in a lot of it,
right?
But you're
a different type of breed, though. You are one that really does. There's a few times, I'm not gonna make your head swell too much right now, but you are really that type of person that can see both sides. And you see, you know, if I see one side, you kind of, and sometimes I say this a lot, but I hate you for it because you do make me see the other side of what I'm trying to see and defend. And so that's something that you're better at than I am, you know, and you make me better. I hate to admit that, but you do. You make me better and you make me see the other side and kind of step back a little bit slow my roll, if you will.
Again, that is where I talked about in the first episode of, you know, something for me where I was doing and preaching one thing to people that would ask, but then I wasn't doing it myself. So I just feel like, you know, that is something where I can help people, you know, just look at, okay, you think you're coming at it from it that way, but that's an emotional reaction. You know, if you have an emotional reaction about something, you should probably step back and look at it from another person's emotion on why they may have made that decision or did whatever. And then understand that when you make emotional decisions on how you're going to feel about something, that emotions change.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get ahead of that and be like, okay, this is how I feel at the moment. Let me take a step back, figure out what just happened, look at it from a different angle and say, maybe it happened for this because of this way. And then after a half a day or so, you look at it again and then you see it a little differently. And then you can kind of come to grips.
Can you imagine years go by?
Yeah.
And then,
but I was dealing with something for over 10 years you know, and we're not going to touch on that. And you know what it is. It has nothing to do with us.
I know
but
exactly what you're talking about.
I was dealing with something for 10 years, and I was emotionally stuck in how I felt about it. Until I took a step back. And
preached, and actually did what you've been preaching for all these years.
Mm-hmm. So that's something, but it's hard. Mm-hmm. You know, if to look at things in all the different ways, and then when you talk to people about it, they think you're trying like to defend the other side or be combative, and it's like, no, I'm just trying to. You're justified in how you feel, but what if, mm-hmm. you know, and it helped me with my situation tremendously. Situation hasn't changed as of yet. It's supposed to.
That's for another podcast.
But it's supposed to. But it's changing my mindset of it. You know, so I think that anybody, if you can change your mindset about something, then I think you're ahead of the game.
And that's really good on that whole social media front, because I think we all get a little bit too sensitive when it comes to social media.
That's a good time to read what I wrote the other day to you and sent to you. Because this is...
Okay, I have to interrupt you. My husband is a writer, so I'm just going to put that out there. That's something that his whole passion and, you know, like we just said earlier, he can see both sides, and he's calm, cool, and collected, and... He's not perfect, neither am I, but his writing, he's written to me many, many times, and I love it. And so go ahead.
So I wrote this because it came to my heart, and it could apply to our relationship a little bit, but I wrote it for everybody because I really feel like everybody's going through the things that we're going through.
And it doesn't seem like that.
It doesn't seem like it because nobody's going to put it out there that they're going through it. But that's the reason behind podcasts. And that's why people reach out and search for things that they want to hear about, because there are real people just like me and you going through the same things, the same struggles. And so I wrote this, and I'll read it to you real quick.
This is when I had a really bad day, right?
Yes. Okay.
I'm at work, and he sends me this text, and...
They say God will only give us as much as we can handle. That's the equivalent of putting a participation trophy on a mantle. You're the best. You don't need any help. You can conquer it all by yourself. I'm not saying that the church saying is wrong. I'm just making the point that just because we were created in the image of God doesn't mean we are as strong. The real strength is recognizing that you can't do it alone. It doesn't make you weak individual. It clarifies the fact that you are grown. Once we get to a place where we realize something is broken, we need change, to think that God isn't leading you in that direction, to me, is quite strange. Also, it's important to understand that you are not unique in the way you feel. Millions of people deal with the same issues because it's life and it's real. Once you can come to grips with the fact that it's normal and get the tools needed to be successful and cope, that's when the light will shine and give you hope. So... I wrote that, and where it says here, to realize you can't do it on your own, that's part of the reason for starting this podcast. It's, I can't do it without you. You can't do it without me. And we need to come together and be a stronger force to conquer everything that we're going through. With the goals, like we touched on earlier, just wears us down, wears us out, and just us talking about it is a good thing. Me writing something is a good thing. It could be making 15 minutes for yourself to just get on Pinterest and set your timer, and those are my 15 minutes, and I'm just gonna, then I gotta go do what I'm gonna do. Like, just making time for yourself and understanding what it is. Like you brought up in the first episode, you just wanted to have growth and be a better person. Like, we all recognize our faults. But once you recognize them and come to grips that it's okay if you keep doing things that way, but just keep trying to recognize it and get better, then that light will shine and you'll start to have some success with it. So I think there's tons of people out there that are listening that are in that same boat. So I wanted to share that with you. Hope you enjoyed it. golf clap. So that brings us to social media and the effect on our kids' generation and their future.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't let any of our kids have social media until they're 15. And no Instagram, no Facebook, no Snapchat, no Twitter.
Nothing. Except when our oldest did the sneaky behind the back and made an Instagram.
And trust me when I tell you, parents, there's things out there like Musical.ly and TikTok.
I think it's called TikTok now.
TikTok. It's social media.
It is.
But you can't keep up with everything. I mean, the kids can get on YouTube and see anything they want. And yes, there's, you know, YouTube Kid TV or whatever. And when you got 16, 15, 13-year-old, like,
they figure out a way.
And if you are the, you know, real strict like anything else, they're going to rebel. They're going to find a way. So in our house, it's pretty open music-wise, content-wise.
Our thing is if 'cause our oldest daughter is a reader. She was reading Harry Potter in like third and fourth grade or something like that. And then it got to Vampire Diary or no, what was that called? Twilight or whatever, right? Yeah. She was reading that in fourth grade. And I had to ask your sister, because she had read those books, is this appropriate? Because I wasn't reading those books at that time. I was into James Patterson. So it's one of those things where we had to sit down and say, okay, we're going to allow these things. However, you start acting, you start saying, you start portraying the bad things that are in these books, you're done. You're going to go back to cartoon, you know, coloring books and shit. I mean, but we can't be naive to think that they're not going to find a way to get to what they want.
Right. And, you know, it's very scary because, like, even today in the truck, I let our oldest two listen to whatever they wanted to listen to in the truck, because the youngest daughter had practice first. And they were catchy beats and like club type hip hop songs, but the words that they were singing, I'm just like, what?
That's the thing. Like, I'm guilty of it. Like, I'll catch a beat and I'm like, oh yeah, this song is badass. And then I start listening to the words and I'm like, oh shit, turn this shit off. It is not appropriate.
But but we are the parents that understand that the music that we were listening to at that age wasn't appropriate either.
Exactly.
So we listen to it. We're going to let them listen to it. And as long as they keep making good decisions, we feel we'll be okay. But
That's
not saying it's the right way.
Right. But that's how we feel. And so far it's been okay. We've had our moments and had to, you know, rein it in a little bit. But
I don't know what the
there's no fucking handbook. Oh, I'm so sorry. There's no handbook. We're thrown into these kids that, like I said earlier, pop out knowing how to freaking do iPhones and iPads and computers. And I'm like, wait, what are you doing? This is all new to us. This technology, it's changed so much. I can't keep up. I almost want to go back to school for IT. Just so I can keep up with these damn kids.
But I mean, I don't know what the effect is on them or what the long-term effect is. You know,
thing is, and I keep interrupting you. I'm so sorry. This seltzer is getting to me. My thing is like I said earlier, we didn't have all this. Can you imagine, you know, some of the things that we've gone and done and said, if it was being constantly recorded and taken pictures of and posted up on all this social media like it is now, that's our biggest thing. That's my biggest thing and how it's affecting. These kids don't realize employers are looking. Their college recruiters are looking. They can't be stupid and post something stupid and record every little thing. And another example is when we go to the grocery store, you can't be recording other people. They didn't give you permission to record
other people. Kids are doing that nonstop.
Constantly.
If you see a kid and he's holding up his phone, you might as well guarantee you just got snapped somewhere.
Exactly. And so affecting these kids, they don't understand the repercussion. They're living in this virtual world, and they don't understand how it's going to affect them by their employer, by their college, by their high school. The kids fighting and doing stuff and posting it, done. You just got an expulsion or a suspension or a detention, whatever you want to call it. They're recording everything and posting it. That shit does not go away. It is stuck with you.
And this is just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It's only going to get worse from here.
Mm-hmm.
I read an article with, you know, we use Anchor to record our podcast, and Spotify just bought Anchor, you know, and I was reading an article on the direction that and what Spotify may possibly do with podcasting as we go into the future. And, you know, I don't know that this is accurate, what this article was saying, but, you know how you can make...
Everything is true.
Well, you know...
If you read it, it's true.
Right? you know how Spotify already has, like, where you can make your own playlist on Spotify? Mm-hmm. And so what they're seeing, what they're predicting is in the future, you know, podcasts, everybody... will have a platform if they wanted it on a Spotify, and you would have your own channel, and you would have all your programming on your channel, and you would have your playlist on your channel, and you would interact with other people like Twitter and Facebook through the Spotify, and everybody would become their own creator of content. And, you know, I've heard this over the years through different podcasts on different platforms, not Spotify. One of them actually got signed to Spotify and is exclusively on Spotify. So, yeah, Joe Budden podcast. So it's very interesting to me because now, you know, just like we're talking social media, like we said on the last podcast, I have a podcast with my son, Cole, and we just got done talking to him. You know, for over the last month or so, our plays have kind of blown up a little bit.
A lot.
And we're getting...
Well, it's a lot for us.
It's a lot for us. I tell you, it's...
over 300.
No, well, 300 in a week, but we're over 800 plays now. And for just the father and son who only got 11 episodes out, you know, it's... doesn't sound like a whole bunch until you try to record something and get people to listen to you. You know, we put this, our first podcast out without any promotion or anything. We just put it out and we had 10 people click on it and listen to it.
Thank you, by the way.
To who you are. And it'll continue to grow as long as we keep putting out content.
Because you've posted on Facebook, on Instagram, you have your own Facebook page. So you've done
We've done a little marketing with that
for
one.
You and Cole.
But I believe in it.
This, it's like organic. We're not telling our friends.
This is really for us.
It's really for
us. And if it catches on, it catches on. But this is for us, for our relationship over our goals. So, but I do believe that in the future, you know, it is going to be something like that. You know, the little girls that we watch on YouTube, the little, I forget her name.
The cute little ones. Yeah. The one, she's like Mila.
Mila.
Mila or something.
She's got her own line coming out in Target of clothing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And that's why I'm trying to get my son to realize, being 11, like, you're like hanging on to that cute stage, but you're about to be an awkward teenager. You better jump on board with this and get the cuteness likes behind you now. but he's doing a good job and I'm proud of him. He can do better, but that's growth, and that the moral to this is what I was trying to get across to him. And I'm keeping him focused on, hey, he wants to be a sportscaster. If you can get a successful podcast while you're in elementary school started, and you grow it even more when you're in middle school, and you got a successful podcast, and who defines what success it? Is?
Right.
You know, I think 800 listens so far is a success after 11 episodes. So, you know, over the next 4 or 5 years, if he continues at it and grows and has that on his resume as he applies for journalism school or what, he has 100,000 times better chance of being a sports journalist than being a professional goalie in soccer.
Mm-hmm.
But we spend all this money from now. It's not just to go to college for soccer. It's about teaching discipline team. And work ethic, and you're, you know, something bigger than you. It's team and all those things that go into why we have kids play sports and why everybody should have kids play sports. But, you know, it came from him. He's the one who said, no, I said, why do you want to be a sports podcast, or not a podcaster, but a journalist, a sports announcer? And he said to me, because nobody can tell me I can't do that, but they could tell me I'm not good enough to make the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when he was 9.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it might have.
Because remember, we did the Super Bowl thing where he did the NFL draft, mm-hmm. and he had like all the draft, pre-draft thing done, like a mock draft. And we did that on Facebook Live, I think. Mm-hmm. And when that first came out, or even I think we were recording him and putting it on Facebook because Facebook Live wasn't out then.
Yeah, it was before but, Facebook Live.
So it came out of his mouth. And now I'm trying to get him to see, like, okay, you know, 800 people. It could have been the same one listening to all 10 episodes, but it's still 800 plays.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't take that for granted. People are tuning in. Like, as soon as we dropped the last podcast, I think we had 7 plays in 30 minutes. So that means people are getting notifications that we're mm-hmm. on. So they're clicking on it to listen to it. So trying to just get him to turn the corner to where he's doing more of the talking and, you know, being a bigger impact on the show, because nobody wants to really listen to me talk about the Mets. I mean, I could have started the show with my dad.
I don't even want to listen to it.
But I think that going in a particular thing is beneficial. It's working, one. And even some of the people that I know listen to are saying, I don't want to listen to just the Mets. But, you know, there's 300 or 400 other people out there that are clicking on it because they have an interest in the Mets. And people search for podcasts based on their interest. You know, the 10 people that listen to our podcast clicked on it because of the title, I guarantee you. Relationship versus goals, I don't know what that is. And then the description that you wrote for that episode. So there's a lot that goes into that, but we're not just going to get, you know, like my friend Tony's not just going to, well, let me listen to this relationship versus goal podcast. Let me see what that's about without knowing it's us,
because
mm-hmm. you don't have an interest in that. So we're going to get a niche market of people who listen to us. And with me and Cole, by narrowing it just to the Mets, we're targeting an audience. But at the same time, like I told him tonight, if you can cover one team at 11 for a season and do a good job, and then going into the next season, then you can open it up and maybe do the Gators or, you know, the Bucks. And now all of a sudden you're doing football too. So you're doing baseball and football, and people can see the growth in him. And by the time he's in high school, he's already has a show that's covering pretty much anything of the season that's going on. He could pick whatever team he wants to cover. Doesn't have to be all of NFL or whatever, but it's just a great thing, for a great opportunity,
mm-hmm.
which it's hard to explain to an 11-year-old at the time what an opportunity that you have. But I didn't want to tell him this, but if you do good and have a successful podcast by the time you graduate high school, you may get job offers right out of high school. I mean, they sign people, you know.
Forget the MLS or the NFL.
No, yeah, and put your body through all that. Just go report on it. So social media, the moral of the story is social media is a good thing.
We
but
touched
also,
both the bad effects good. And the good effects, which, you know, having a successful podcast, it could be very beneficial, and But that's something that is a good effect. If they can have that drive and be successful in that, it could be beneficial.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So
okay. I get where you were going with that now.
The ending of this podcast is just hitting home the fact that...
You okay over there?
I thought I had a hiccup coming, but it didn't. The moral is that just let people know that we're not alone. We're not alone.
That is. I get it. And this was really hard for me because it was like, okay, we're going to do this, but we're kind of putting ourselves out there at the same time. So that was very intimidating for me because I don't know. I guess that's why I haven't posted in a couple of years as much as I usually do. And, you know,
our friends from West Virginia are coming and she posted on Facebook.
I saw that. I actually liked it.
Did you like it?
I put the haha sign or whatever. Okay.
Well, it took you a couple of days.
She
tagged me and then she's like, I'm tagging Jason. So he's at least will see this. So you know, we're coming.
I am awful. I am awful when it comes to keeping up anymore. I'm so wore out. And I feel bad admitting this. I feel like a horrible person. It's not that I'm trying to avoid anyone or anything, but you know, I don't get on Facebook like I used to. I don't get on Instagram like I used to. I'm tired.
Guess what?
What?
You're not alone.
I know you've said that.
There's tons of people out there just like me and you.
I'm happy for everybody. I'm very, very happy for everybody, and I do get on there from time to time, and I like when I can, and I don't know. It's just, it's tough. It's yeah. tough because life gets in the way, and I get so consumed with, and cool. As these damn kids have gotten older, it's like there's so much more. I thought it was going to get easier, but it gets so much harder.
And before we end the show, when life gets in the way, what is life full of? What is life full of?
Life is full of bumps in the road.
Bumps in the road, but going through those bumps in the road is because you're trying to accomplish goals.
Oh,
life is full of goals.
I got you.
And when you're feeling tired and you got, you know, wore out and because you're trying to accomplish these goals, just got to slide that relationship up in front of it. Move in front.
Maybe throw a little seltzer or two in the mix.
It doesn't hurt. So I think we'll wrap this episode up. Unless you got anything else you want to say before we get out of here.
No, because that'll just start another podcast.
Okay. So I'll save that for the next one. Now, this episode number 2, I did the outline for it. So I think what I want to do is episode 3, we'll just go back and forth. So episode 3, okay. You kind of host the show and you do the outline. And then I'll do number 4 and we don't even have to go back in time and talk about things that have happened. We just talked about things that happened in the last week during this episode. So maybe just try to stay current on our outlines and things that we've dealt with over the week and conversations that we had or maybe didn't have because we were waiting for a podcast. So
that's not recommended, by the way.
No, it's not. But we
it's
know
not. We should always talk and that communicate because life does get in the way. There's times where we get in bed and we're like, okay, let's watch something. Don't talk.
Yeah, but that's an escape.
And it is an escape.
And that
for sure.
And that, you know, to a certain degree, that's putting relationship over goals.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of things during that time that we could just say, all right, I'm going to go fold this load of laundry, or I'm going to go clean this up, or I'm going to do that. But if we say, oh, let's watch something, that we're doing it together, it's something we both have an interest in watching,
mm-hmm.
and that's relationship time. Mm-hmm. So.
And you do cuddle with me.
Sometimes. Sometimes. But... All right, well, thank you for listening to this episode of Relationship vs. Goals, episode number 2. We appreciate you.
And please, please, you know, give us a thumbs up or constructive criticism. You know, leave us a comment, whatever. however that works. Just...
We'll give you an email next week that you can email us to.
Okay.
Because I need you to, I got to get with Ariana and figure out what the Jason and Cole email password is, because there
you
could
can't
be,
get in it.
I haven't tried, but we've had that email out for a long time and there could be emails in there.
Oh, this is true.
So okay. We need to get both of those set up and
work
them. Goals. So we'll get that done and give you an email address that, you know, because the 10 people that listen to, we have no idea who you are. So we thank you. We hope you listen again. We hope you share it with your friends. You do the marketing for us. Tell everybody about it. There was a sponsor in the beginning of this episode. Follow that sponsor. If you're thinking about starting a podcast, try out Anchor. Highly recommend it.
Super easy.
So with that being said, everybody have a good night, and we'll see you next week. This is Jason and Jan
signing out. Good night.